Okay, we're on Lamed Vav on the base. Gemara said before, we skipped three words yesterday that should have been connected. Rabbi Akiva holds an Esther that's not right, you're not Yotze with. And Rabbi Shimon holds that an Esther that's not right is not Chayv and Maisris. First, the Gemara wants to say that they hold the same thing. The Gemara says maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds an Esther that's not right is possible because it's not Hodr. But it's still called a fruit, and you chayv a maestris. And maybe the opposite. Rav Shimon, there's a special pasuk that says that in order to be chayv and maestris, it has to be plantable. Vashem came by esrig for the mitzvah. There's no such halacha. And where it says the sulo midi, and there's nothing more to discuss about this. There's no raya that Rabbi Akiva and Rav Shimon hold the same thing. Rashi, the sulo midi, ain lo don acher dover zeh. The lo sover Reb Shimon Kriv Akiva, the lo Reb Akiva sover Reb Shimon. They don't hold like each other. Each one holds for their reason why unripe esrogim are not chayv and maestris. That doesn't necessarily mean you wouldn't be yotze with it, and if you're not yotze, it doesn't necessarily mean it wouldn't be chayv and maestris. Okay. God lo bitfus vaso kamin beri acheres posel. If you put the esrog in a mold and you grew it in a way that it doesn't look like an esrog, square or whatever, it's posel. Omar Rava lo shonu elikamin beri acheres. It's only if you made it look different than an esrog. Ava kibriyoso kosher. If you made it look like an esrog, just a nicer esrog, you made it, put it into a mold so it looks like a perfectly formed esrog, that's okay. Or says pshita, kamin beri acheres, not. The Brisa said, or Tanya, it says, what's it called? The Brisa said that you made it look like something else, mashma. If you made it look like an esrog, it would be okay. So what's the chiddush of Rava? Lo tricha davida dape dape. You made it look like waves, layers. So it's not exactly how regular esrogim grow, but it looks nice. It's what's it called? It has all the blitas of an esrog. That's still called, looks like an esrog. It's not square or some other shape or whatever. Rashi, davida dapi dapi, can mean crushing, crushing. You made it in layers, like boards. Ke'en galgol shereichayim shalmayim. That's also a way an esrog looks. It has all these bumps on it or whatever. It's not different than a regular esrog. Itmar, esrog shenagvuach borim, an esrog that mice put holes into. Omar Rav, ein zehoder, even if the hole is not mefulish, right, and it's not ke'iser, still it's not hoder. Ein ivam rav chenin amatbil bo v'nofik bo. Maestro Bechanina used to eat a little bit of his esrog and the yotze with the rest. And the reason, and what's it called, is you see that even if it's chos or something, right, it's not possible. So Maestro Bechanina kashim asnisen. The Mishnah says that chos is possible. Bishlam asnisen or Bechanina lo kashim can be unto frishin, can be unto shady. Chos is only possible on the first day when it's doraisa. But on the other days when it's only durabonan, then chos is not possible. Ela the Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, right, it's a Kasha, right? Rav says that what's it called? It's not Hodr, so it's Manifshach. If it's talking about Yontif Sheni, so what's it called? It should be Kasha. It's Chosha. And if it's talking about Yontif Rishon, you don't have to come on to Hodr. It's possible because it's Chosha. It's not Lakicha Tamba. It's not a complete Lakicha because the Esther is missing something. Omer l'charav, shani achborin d'me'isi. No, even on the second day, it's possible if a mouse ate from it, because it's mouse, and it's therefore it's not pashtus, because it's not hodr. And hodr you need even on the second day. Ika d'amri, some learn this differently. Omer rav, zeh hodr. The rav said it is hodr. Even if a mouse ate from it, it's okay to use. D'ha rabbi chanina makbil ba v'nofik ba. Right, rabbi chanina used to eat a little bit of the esrig, right, and was yotze with it. Lo Reb Chanina kasha masnisen. The Mishnah says chaser is possible. Lo kasha can be unto frishon, can be unto sheni. Unto frishon, you have to have lekicha tama, right? Because doraisa memele chaser is possible. But unto sheni, it's only drabanan. They weren't misakin it that you have to have lekicha tama and chaser is okay. And the Mefarshim explain that the only reason it's okay, if you take a little bit off, some hold that you still have to have rove of the esrog left on Yontif Sheni. But if up till a miut is chaser, is okay. Others hold you could even have rove of the esrog gone as long as what's left is a shear. it's kedaya. But even if it's most of the esrog was taken away, but the reason for it is because it's shiori mitzvah. In other words, you started off with the whole thing, just like tzitzis. You started off with the right shear, and then it got what's it called cut. So in certain circumstances, what's left is considered okay, even though lechatchila that wouldn't have been okay. But if you started with the whole thing and you're left with a remnant of it, the remnant is also kosher. But if you cut an esrog into slices and hand it out, everybody should use a slice, you're not yotzi with that. That's not shiore nitzah. It's only where you have the basic esrog and part was taken away and you're using what's left. But pieces of esrogim you're not yotzi with. Okay, Rashi. V'ho Rabbi Chanina mat bilba ochel miktsoso. He used to eat a little bit of the esrog and be yotzi with the rest. V'nofik v'yotzi dechovoso benoser. And you make a brach on it. Well, how the nokat matbil, why does it say matbil? Matbil means you used to dip the esrog in something. They used to eat by dipping. And therefore, eating is called matbil. Rabbi Yitzchak matbil biyarka. Right? So that's the way of describing eating something. The Mishnah says that chaser is possible. Because when it's only the Rabbanan, you don't need that it should be lekicha tama, and the mele chaser is kosher. Ela l'rav d'omer ein zehoder kasha. But Rav said the reason it's possible because it's not hoder. If it's not hoder, l'chara hoder even applies on yontif sheni. Pre-eitz hadar, that's part of the description of the essence of the esrog. Kasha d'Rabbi Chanina, do afilu b'sheni nomi l'rav lo nothing. Do a mitzvah hadura b'inin hoi l'masker shem shamayim olav. Since you're mentioning shem shamayim, you're going to break a bracha on it, it has to be a mitzvah hadura. That's part of the essence of the mitzvah itself. Yavesh is possible, and Rashi learns over there that Yavesh is possible because of Hodr. So you see that Yavesh is possible even Yantif Sheni because it's not Hodr. The Okim, the Deboin, and Hodr Veleka. Right? And other Rishonim argue, and they hold, first of all, Yavesh, the Rai that holds is possible, like the Rishonim says, because of Loha Nesim Yahalaluka, not because of Hodr. And Mamela, you don't need Hodr even, and you don't need Hodr either on Yantif Sheni. The Ramban also learns that which it said that Hadr is possible on Yantiv Sheni in the Mishnah is Yantiv Sheni in the Mikdash, not Yantiv Sheni where it's Rabbanan. So there are many Rishonim who learn, the Rambam also holds like that, that Hadr is not Ma'akiv on, what's it called, on Yantiv Sheni, just like Chaser is not Ma'akiv. Esra Kotten, Omar Rafram Bar Papa, Kamachlokas Khan, Kamachlokas Bavonim Mikurzolos. Right, the shear of an esrog, one said is a ke'egos, and the other one said is kedeya. The same machlokas we find, not for the same reasons, by avadim mekurzalos. Rashi learns sharp stones, Tosis learns soft stones, that you use for wiping yourself after the bathroom. Titania, b'shabes, gimel avadim mekurzalos mutar l'hachnas l'beis hakiseh. You're allowed to bring three of these sharp or soft stones into the Beis HaKiseh on Shabbos because of Kavod HaBriyos, and Tosus says not only are you allowed to metalkel mukta, but you're even allowed to bring it from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid. They were matur it because of Kavod HaBriyos. The Kamashiurin, what's the shear of these stones that they should be considered roy for using in the Beis HaKiseh? Rav Meir Omer ke'egos. Rav Meir says the size of an egos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebeya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be a little bit bigger. It has to be the size of a Beya. Rashi. Kedera Shecholkin Kan, Keshiurin Kan, Kachshiurin Kan. That happens to be, there's no reason that they're the same. It's just that these happen to be the same machlokas, the same shilav, shear over there is over here. Mutal Hachnas Labes Akise, Betoch Dalet Amis. Within Dalet Amis, what's it called? You're allowed to metalkel mukta. That's how Rashi learns. So besakise besada, ve'ena muka mechitzos. So besakise in the field, which was doesn't have mechitzos around it, ve'ena kana latiltul derabanan. So Rashi learns it's only tiltul mukta. because you're not taking it, you're in a karmelis completely, you're not bringing it from a karmelis into anywhere else, because the Beis HaKisei doesn't have mechitzas around it, it's open, so the whole thing is a karmelis, and you're not metalkal more than dalad amas, but you're metalkal mukta. Stones are normally mukta. Mishum kavod abriyas lo gozer. And because of kavod abriyas, the rabbanim were not gozer, and even though you were not miyached these stones erev Shabbos, you weren't there, you weren't in the field. There's some stones that are lying around. So still, even though they're mukta, it's mutter to be metalkal mishum kavod abriyas. Mikur zolos haru'uyim lekinuach. These are stones that are fit for wiping. Mikur zolos pikodesh belazer. That means sharp stones. You can, what's it called, wipe something off with them. They're sharp. Ke'egos kesover b'hochi chazil kinuach. Ava gedola lo chazya. So Reb Meir says that if it's bigger than that, bigger than the size of an egos, not fit for wiping yourself. And Reb Yehuda holds no, up until kodei is also okay. Uva gadol kadesh yochaz bo, kesheik yochaz, right? And the big one, Rabbi Akiva holds you can take an esrog that you need two hands to hold. And Reb Meir, who was the other man, the Omar? Rabbi Yossi holds even one in two hands. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to be able to hold two of them in one hand. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So Tan Yom Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Rabbi Akiva Shemola Beis HaKnesses, Esrog Wa Kseifo. Akiva came to Shul with his esrog on his shoulder. It was too big to carry in his hands. Omer Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Mishom Raya, Af Heim Omru Lo Ein Zehoda. Right, the Maisa, they told him, it's not a nice esrog. It's too big. And that's what's it called. And even though the reason we said why a big esrog is not good is because you have to have the esrog in your left hand and the lulav in your right hand. And sometimes you'll pick them up the wrong way and have to change them. And if it's too big, it'll fall to the ground and become pasul. That's the reason. But still, it's also not hadar. Aside from that, too big is not hadar either. Rashi. Al-Ksefo Merov Godlo. Most Rishonim learn he only carried it like that. But when he was Yotze, he had to hold it in his hand. Can't be Yotzei by having an esrog on your shoulder. But there's some Rishonim who seem to say that if you have an esrog on your shoulder, right, you can't hold it in your hand, you're Yotzei by moving your shoulder around also. I don't know if you actually... What?
I don't know, chatzitza with his clothes.
That we'll see later there with chatzitza. That's not such a problem. If his clothes is bottled to himself, it's not a chatzitza. Ein zahadar, v'yafagav do kimna, the time of Rabbi Yehuda, La Mishum Hadar, besides that, it's not, there's no raya that he had anything on his shoulder. Maybe undid his shoulder and did the esrog like that. That's not there. The Afagav Dokim, that the time of the Rabbi Yehuda, La Mishum Hadar, who, Hochi Komerle, Afilu the Didoch, the Lochaishis Lanfule, even you are Rabbi Yossi, who are not afraid that the esrog is going to fall. Umaisis raya, but the Rabbi Akiva ain't a raya, but your raya from the Akiva is no raya. Daf Hei Momerlo ain't Zahadar. They told him this is not a nice esrog, so there's no raya that it was okay for what he did. And they said for that reason, there's other reasons also why it wasn't good. Okay, Eino Ogdin is halula vela b'mino, divrei Yehuda. When you tie the lulav together, you have to use a min of the lulav. Okay, we'll see. A min doesn't mean only something that you can be yotze with, but anything that grows together with that min of the lulav, like. We'll see the Gemara is going to speak about it. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afilu b'chut b'mashicha. You could tie it together even with a string. Omer Rabbi Meir, Ma'isa b'anshei Yerushalayim, Shoyu ogdim esloveim b'gimoni yosholzov. The Meir said, I'll prove it's right. And anshei Yerushalayim used to tie their lulavim with strings of gold. Omer lo b'minu hayu ogdim osolmati. No, that's not true. The ikar igud they did on the bottom with something that was the min of the lulav. And on the top, they did it just to make it look nice. They put some nice gold strings around it on top. But the ikar igud, which was the one for the mitzvah, for the sake of lulav tzorich eged, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, that had to be the same min as one of the arba minim. Rashi, ein ognes halulav el b'min. No, can refer to Gemara. Gemara explain the reason why. Chucha mashicha is a string. Gimonios chutei zov pufim kegimon. used strings of gold that were what's it called, bent over like a gimon. An agmon is a what's it called, a like a reed that bends in the wind. Al shem halachu ka agmon, right? It's in the Haftorah of Yom Kippur, right? You'll bend your head down like a reed. B'mino ogden also milamata l'shem mitzvus eged v'zel anoy bi'alma. They used to tie it together with something that was a min of the lulav on the bottom, and the top was only for beauty. Okay, Omar Rava, afilu besiv, afilu beikra de dikla. That which has to be the min of the lulav doesn't have to be a leaf from the lulav. It could even be from the things that grow together with the palm tree. Siv, or ikra de dikla, part of the bark, or the vine that grows around the palm tree. V'omar Rava, my tamid Rabbi Yehuda, why takas have to be that min? Kesover lulav tzorech eged, v'maisa min achrina havichamisha mini. Since he holds that the eged is intrinsic to the mitzvah, you must tie the three things together, so it becomes part of the mitzvah. And if you bring another min, then you're adding a min to the arba minim. Then it's baltosif. So you have to use not necessarily something you yotzei with, but something that's the same min as the arba minim. V'omar Rava, mino mina lo desiv v'ikra dikla mina delulavahu. How do you know that these things are considered min halulav? So you're not yotzi with them. How do you know you don't need mamish pieces of lulav to tie it together with? The Tanya, basukos teishvu, sukkah shall call dover rib neir. You can make a sukkah, a schach, of anything, as long as it's not makabel tuma and it's gidula min haaretz. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein sukkah no heges, ela bedalad minim shebalulav. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can only use the four minim. Right, not the esrog, obviously, because it's a fruit, and not dates, because it's a fruit. Rabbi Yehuda also holds can't be makabel tuma, but you have to use something that is part of the dalad minim. And he learned it from a kal v'chomer. V'adin nosin umal lulav sheinoy b'leilos k'biyomim eino noeg ela barba minim. The mitzvah of lulav, which is only during the day and not at night, you can only use those four minim. Sukkah shenoheges b'leilos k'biyomim, sukkah which is day and night, eino din shelotei ala barbas minim. Surely it should be that you should only be able to use arba minim. Sukkah is more chomer, because it's noheg bein b'yom bein b'layla, so it should surely have the chomer of only being allowed to be used from these dalad minim. Amru lo kol din shatadon chilosa l'hachmer v'sofa l'hokal eino din. Whenever a kal v'chomer could come out to be a kula, it's not a kal v'chomer, because it's a kula. What does that mean? Why? Lo motza arba minim yayoshevu batul. Right? What if you don't find arba minim? You don't have a sukkah. So in this case, it's a kula. You're not going to be able to makayim the mitzvah. The Torah omra basukas teishvu shivas yomim sukkah shall call dover. Right? The Torah says basukas teishvu, it doesn't limit it. You can't limit it with your kal v'chomer. Okay? So therefore, the Rabbanan argue when they say that there's no kal v'chomer to be mechayiv schach dafka from dalad minim, because it's a kal v'chomer that comes liday kula, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that we don't say this klal, and what's it called, even a kal v'chomer that's bal liday kula, you'd still say the kal v'chomer, and Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that in psachim also, there's a kal v'chomer over there, that ain't bir chametz of a sreifa, and even though it could come liday kula, if you don't find wood, you won't burn your chametz, but l'maisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds you say such a kal v'chomer. Rashi. Besiv olila shegadol saviv adekel v'nichrach svivo kelulavi gefanim. It's like a vine that grows always. It grows together with the palm tree. Ikra dedikla lachtok v'meno nitzorim v'kolfan atshurim v'egin. Take the bark of the palm tree and cut it into thin strips so you can make it into a rope. The tamad Rabbi Yehuda lamishum hadarhu da'akim nadaloboy hadar and lamishum the boy mino. Right. The reason is not because of hadar, the egin. It's because you have to have the min of the arba minim, because if you don't, you're adding a min to the arba minim. It's baltosin. Well, my time of boy mino, kiven d'omer lulav tzorech eged, havelei afa eged min ha-mitzvah. Comes out when the Torah said to take arba minim, it meant to tie them. And if you tie them with a fifth min, then it's not arba minim anymore. It's chamisha minim. V'maisim min achrini, va'over mishum baltosin. You'll be over mishum baltosin. Ela barbo minus shabalulav. Lekama perak lulav arava yalfina mikroi lulav biyom the sukkah bein biyom v'layl. Later on, we learn how we know that lulav is only during the day and sukkah is both day and night. Amrulo kol din kal v'chomer shatadon shtfilas v'lahachmer so v'lahaka leno din kal v'chomer. The rules of a kal v'chomer are that it always has to end up to be a chumrah. But if what you're learning out as a chumrah is going to sometimes end up being a kula, then you can't learn a kal v'chomer like that. Shatamas lidrosh agidei chomer sheyeshbo lahavi lo chomer acher. Whenever you learn a kal v'chomer, that this has this strictness, and surely the more strict thing should have that strictness, right? Minakal kagonze the sofo shatamekel lo b'chomerze, and it's going to come out that there's going to be a kula because of this chumrah in the end. Shaveisa boshu nepach lahakel eno kal v'chomer hakel. That's not a good kal v'chomer. Because the kal v'chomer means if this thing has the chumrah, surely this one has the chumrah. But since there are cases where that chumrah is going to be a kula, then it doesn't apply. Maybe this thing doesn't have that kula because it's more chum. Shari adin malamed alav chomer ve'atom maybe alav kal, because the din can bring only a chumrah, not something that in certain eventualities will be a kula. Lamotza echad midalad minim halalu yehi yoshev ubatul besukkah. If you don't find one of these arba minim for the what's it called for the sukkah, so you won't be makai in the mitzvah sukkah. Nimtza zekal, come out that you'll be an onus and it'll pater you from sukkah. That's a kula. But hadin hoyim alamid chumra mitchilas. In the beginning, you want to make a chumra that you can only use these things for sukkah. Kidat Torashas ma'lulav hakal she'en onoy b'leilos could be yomim yesh bo chumra ze she'en onoy gelav b'dalad minim sukkah chamura shenreges b'leilos surely should have this chumra. But if you don't have these arba minim, it's going to end up being a kula. So that's not a good kal v'chomer according to the Rabbanan.